team operates.
All right, Eric. Podium finish. Runner-up tonight. How'd that feel?
Felt great. Car was pretty good. We were a little on the tight side. I saw Otto blasting through the field, and he showed me a wheel on the outside. Wasn't a lot I could do, but we were running really good. We have no complaints, especially after the year we've had. So it was exactly what we needed heading into the Classic. You know, got confidence in the car. Actually running the sister car that Jason Simmons was nice enough to let us use last week. Gave me some ideas on how to drive a little different, and a couple setup adjustments we made tonight, and they all worked for us. So it's a really good night. No complaints.
End of the regular season tonight. How would you classify this year? More ups and downs, or more downs than ups?
I mean, it's nice to end on a high note, but probably more downs than ups. We just had a really rough season. We've been in a lot of jingles and wrecks, but I couldn't be more proud of how we've come back from them. So probably more downs, but a lot of pride in how we've come back and handled ourselves and gotten to the car, to the track every single week. So, you know, we haven't given up yet, and we still won't. So I really, no reason to hang our head. Very proud, very excited about going into Classic now with how we finished, how we ran tonight.
Yeah, Classic weekend. How are you going to approach that as far as the race itself? Or how have you approached it in the past? Just kind of hang out in the lead lap or towards the front? Do you plan it? Is someone that would plan a pit? Or do you want to avoid that at all costs? Or?
I don't think we need to pit. I mean, nobody's pitted and won in a very long time, I think since the late 90s. We did it with Pat Lavery in 2014, and we finished second. But I had no plan to pit. It's, you got to find a place to ride around for 100 and 120 laps. I mean, last year was the first time I raced where I was on the lead lap and in contention. So that's the plan again this year. It's important to time trial near the front so you can settle in the top, you know, six or eight cars and just ride around with all the good cars in contention. And you got to go 200. That's the biggest deal. You got to go 200 laps.
Yeah, and that's probably running through your mind as you're an opportunity to pass somebody. You're like, oh, I've got 200 laps to pass this guy. I've got 50 laps. I've got 75 laps, whatever. Save the car, most important thing, or advance and stay on the lead lap, more important?
It's both. Early on, it's save the car, and then as the race wears on, you can't be 10th or 15th once lap 150 rolls around. You got to be somewhere close to the top five to have a shot. And, you know, everybody picks up the pace once you hit that, you know, 150 seems to be the magic time. It's not always that lap, but that you got to be near the front to have a chance. So every year guys drop out with attrition. So one of the biggest deals is to make sure, you know, do your homework, make sure the car finishes, and got to be near the front. So, you know, try and follow the blue cars probably is going to be my plan. And whoever else is up there, probably Champagne and, you know, Barnes, all those guys, try and be close to them and see what you got come the last 50 laps. That's the best you can do.
How's your car usually on long runs? Obviously, there's quite a few long runs in the Classic. Like 50 lap run isn't out of the question.
It's usually really good, and it's honestly better for me being, I mean, this is still only my third season, so it's easier for me on longer runs to get find a groove and, you know, find my marks easier, and it's just, I don't have that one or two lap speed like some of those guys do on restarts. I'm getting better at it, but that's one of the hardest things. So the longer runs, the car seems to get better and I seem to get better, so it doesn't bother me at all. So yeah, Classic kind of suits me pretty well. So I'm excited for it, especially again after tonight. I think we got the car close. So
finally, who are you to thank for your up and down 2018 season?
Well, I'm certainly a big part of the up and down part, but definitely my mom and dad, they're my biggest support. My dad's just relentless in the garage. My crew guys, Chris Emond's come on this year and really helped us a lot. Brandon, Brian, my cousin Donnie, and then of course my sponsors, Hannibal Pharmacy, AcroFab, S&S Tractor Parts. They all helped us out a lot. And my sister and brother-in-law, Ray Graham, they've lent us the trailer, and now we got their engine in the car because we blew ours a couple weeks ago. So it's been a big family effort, big team effort. It's all around just a lot of effort put in this year to get the car to the track every week. So couldn't be more proud of that.